Okay, so POL just got another clue for my female character who is then to be depicting Aina. If, I mean, there should be some mystery here too. But let's say that now that is what happens. I don't know what I'm really... I mean, it seems I can't think of a woman that I ever was the slightest bit attracted to that that won't now pop up here in my mind, in my storytelling inventive mind, as a character with a pretty dramatic and interesting storyline, and who could potentially be that real one. The soulmate, the soul connection there that he felt, you know, the girl, his girl, his woman, his beloved, his other half, you know, the real one that he, and probably most of us, was looking for his whole life and is looking for until he meets her again, and they meet again. So that's the drama here, right, in the story. And so then there is this other girl who is then, whose story we could tell, maybe all of them, maybe just one or two, I don't know, I'm just throwing them in here, where, you know, our PO, after landing there in this beautiful bhakti place, this temple, then started learning about real love, what it is. And some there, they thought that all love, at least that we can at all experience, imagine, is false, except love to God. Or that maybe some even couldn't relate to that. It was more about, we got to escape from illusion and we got to get liberated and all that, free from material entanglement. That kind of halfway path there, sometimes slightly mixed with what they call Advaita impersonalism. So that was there, but he learned that, and we can tell that story . But he couldn't understand it there. So, and he was influenced by one of those heavy sannyasis who told that other story. So he was confused. And not only that, but his only way to get out of a very crazy, you know, 70s, so-called marriage, was to be a monk for the rest of his life. And we can tell that story, how that little thing, which I guess many others will take as a chimera, as you call it in Sweden, what is the word? as not a very significant thing that one could just deal with, you know. Okay, even couples get together and they live together for years, and then one or both just decide, no, actually, we didn't work out together, right? So separate. Now, in this case, our Pio had never any love for that lady, and although, you know, friends like that, and she just moved in one day, and kind of that style, and they were all this crazy 70s with too many drugs and sometimes weird ones. Experiments with mind. So he didn't have any reason to take that so-called marriage so seriously, but he wanted to be dharmic and do the right thing, and he learned that divorce is a sin or whatever. So what shall I do? Well, the only way to get out of this is to become a monk, to renounce it all, because that's the way. A sanatan or an ashram dharma, right? Where divorce is not allowed, but when it doesn't work, you just give it all up and renounce and become a monk. And just see what I told you, there is no love in this world. And then you wrote that song even later, what kind of love is there in this world? He wrote two songs like that. I can play one of them, at least. Or both, actually. Anyway, I have them here, so put them on Radio Krishna, I guess. So, story goes on. That then a young girl, oh, very young, maybe five, six years younger than him. Too young, right? Oh, just a schoolgirl. Moved into the temple. And oh, she was very good looking, actually. But brahmacharis are not supposed to look at women, and definitely not such young girls. And he was a good brahmachari. Well, he could not avoid a look now and then, such as when he met her in the corridor, and she had the window behind her, and her very nice shapes were silhouetted through the safe. I forgot the word out, you know, really. I will translate later. Sorry. The sorry cloth is not thicker than that. question mark. Anyway, and he realized that she was also artistic, made nice drawings, could sing very well, schooled opera. Oh, maybe I shouldn't get this far. But that was it. The big Swami was on top of the brahmacharis here, protecting them all. From the allurements of the yoga, the Mahamaya witch, represented by the opposite sex of women, female bodies. So, yep, he didn't look anymore, didn't think about it anymore, maybe once or twice, yes, through the years. And then she left the world. At a much too young age, he heard it secondhand and then thought about her a little bit, well, maybe a little more than he had expected. And then we'd tell her a story. Phew! However that one would go, there's something there about her quitting school a bit early, probably too early, getting pulled in there and meeting all these strange things, the rules, the regulations, the heavy dealings, the bad treatment women got. All those things we can just tell there in her story, that she experiences all of those, that we want to now tell the story about how things went wrong. And she got kind of then victimized by that, or something along that line. Maybe we don't overdo it either, but so she became depressed and bewildered somewhere in there, confused. I thought this was the greatest happiness and the path to happiness. And this fact, it sounded so good, and it was good, but what's going on now? I'm just working and tired, sleeping too little, and you know, these pink guys are talking badly about us women as if we are lower species, that kind of stuff. You get depressed if you are a bit sensitive and intelligent. You can't just harden yourself as they were taught to do often then. Cut off emotions and just work. And just subsist on faith alone. That's what religious people do. The Kanishtas. Those who just believe in something because it's popular, or my buddies do it, or something like that. But hey, here I am, and my buddies did it, and I came along, but I have so many questions, I have doubts, I'm conflicted. And when you're conflicted, then, well, things happen in you, and there are neuroses, and there are even on the other side, psychosis. I mean, you can slip out of balance, and that's what happens. and what happened to many back then, which is now a well-known dark chapter, or maybe an still existing but hidden as a secret reality that developed in that movement, and we need to show it, so we can show it this way. I tell her story. And then she gets depressed. And then this guy shows up. And maybe he's depressed for the same reason or for other reasons, or maybe drugs or whatever. But he charms her, and she also wants to get out of her stuck position that she feels it like. And then we just follow her destiny after that until one day she takes her life. And I don't know, maybe she is not really anyway that's soulmate of Theo, or maybe she is, we don't know. Do we have to tell? I don't know. Maybe we can just leave these mystical threads hanging, dangling, and then you leave the audience there going like, oh, we want to know. And then in the end, surprisingly, from some other direction, he meets the real one. It's a real girl. And then the answer is just naturally there for all of this mystery. Events that have gone on during that life. So, yeah, that's pretty good, I think.